Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
Volunteers represented tonight. They got beat. They play pretty damn well. I was pretty proud of that effort tonight. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in the hunting in the mix with us. Smart Way Garza Law Firm. Thank you, guys, for sponsoring our event tonight. Tennessee loses tonight. But, dare I say, I don't want to say this, but they cover. I didn't think they'd cover in a million years. And anybody in Big Orange Country who bet on the Vols to cover, well, you're a sheep. But hey, that's something. That's something. Let the kids play, Rick Barnes. Let the kids play. 865-200-5402. Tennessee falls to 12-14 on the year. And if you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. And Tennessee falls on the road tonight, 80-70. Tennessee falls to 12-14 on the year. Kentucky improves to 20-6 with the victory. And my name is Tony Basilio, and if you want to get in with us tonight, love to hear from you. 865-200-5402. I was really, really proud of the way we played tonight. And if you want to get in, love to hear from you. Again, 865-200-5402. I was really proud of the way those kids played tonight. They competed. Unlike the last time we saw them on the floor. But tonight they went out. They played well. They did us proud, I thought. I really thought they did us proud. So if you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402, I'll give you some numbers. And look inside some of the stuff. I want to say a special shout out to my man Sushi Spot Shane, who just texted me a second ago. He is going to be, I'm going to be at Sushi Spot in the morning. Shaney boy, I can't wait. I can't wait. Can't wait, Sushi Spot Shaney boy. Tennessee, a 17-point underdog, had that thing at 6 at halftime. They were really in that game. They were really in that game. I mean, they weren't really in the game, but they were. They at least made it look good for TV. They at least made it look good for TV. I'm proud. I'm proud to say that I'm proud. And I don't like Kentucky. And I'm still not feeling good. Anybody that's had this respiratory stuff? I went back to the doctor today. They gave me a month's worth of antibiotics. I was in the doctor's office for 4 hours this afternoon. Gotta keep drinking my liquids here. That's what they told me. 865-200-5402. Let's get as many people in here as humanly possible. And we'll try and grab as many folks as we possibly can on this glorious evening as I begin things tonight with our first caller. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Yeah, welcome in.
Hey, I'm sitting here with Mark Cofield, one of your buddies, I think.
Mark Cofield. Okay, that works for me.
We're in the nation's capital.
Yes.
He's from Maryville, a good buddy of mine. And I actually went to Alabama, but I got to say, I'm not talking about basketball. I'm talking football. I think next year's Tennessee's year.
Yeah, but we're talking basketball. But I do agree with you. I think next year's Tennessee's year.
I got a good feeling for the Vols.
Yes. We're not going to talk basketball.
Well, we can talk basketball. I think you guys had a good game tonight, and I was rooting for the Vols. So, just letting you know, Alabama's got your back too, especially against Kentucky.
Thank you. How about Alabama? You an Alabama fan?
I actually graduated from Alabama.
I'll say this: they're making the NCAA tournament.
Lord, I don't know how they're doing.
How? That's incredible. That team we saw them play could not play.
No.
When we saw you guys earlier in the year, they couldn't play. Somehow the league is soft. The league is soft.
It is. I think our change in direction was good too, but who knows?
You got it, brother. What does Mark in the nation's capital have to say for himself?
Here he is.
All right,
I thought tonight was pretty well. We did pretty well. I thought we were going to get whooped up there.
So did I.
But they held their own for as much as they could, I guess. But like you said, you got to let the boys play.
I thought we was getting cremated. I like the fact that he let the kids play, like I said before. And that, you know, hey, look, as the year goes along, you know, Reese's minutes should dissipate. And, you know, play more of let's see more of Shambari Phillips, who I thought played well tonight. He acquitted himself well on the road. Why not? Let the kids play.
Exactly. Well, brother, I know you got a lot.
Thank you, brother. I got nobody, actually. Thank you. Good talking to you.
Where's Hatfield?
Hatfield's coming.
Okay.
He was hosting a Lister watch party. Thank you. He was hosting Thank you. He was hosting a Lister watch party tonight, and I was hoping to get down to the Lister watch party tonight. He was over at Crown and Goose this evening. And I wasn't able to get there simply because, well, I'm just not able to get there. Let me go through some of the numbers here. And then I'd like to hear from you at 865-200-5402. Is that the number? Can I get a witness? Again, 865-200-5402. By the way, we went 1-1 tonight because our Lady Vols gutted one out against a 10-15 Ole Miss team in our building tonight. So, punter tonight, though he was absent for the first half, had a quiet 19 points. I don't know how he does that. You look up. And the guy gets his points. Leads Tennessee with 19. No, he didn't lead Tennessee. Because Armani Moore had 21 in the game. Armani Moore, 8 of 15 from the field. Played within himself. Did not attempt a three-point shot. Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee. Was 5 of 9 from the line. Was very active. Single-handedly kept Tennessee in the game. Single-handedly kept Tennessee in the game. Single-handedly kept Tennessee in the game tonight. Shambari Phillips, as I said earlier, had 7 in the evening. Alexander with 4. Bachman, who got hurt late, and we hate seeing somebody get hurt, but Bachman who got hurt late, Bachman ends his night with 4. Hubs, RH3, the amount of, what's the word? Playing time. The amount of playing time is dissipating. Is dissipating. For Hubsy. Mostello tonight with 2, but he did get screamed at 4 times by Coach Barnes. Did you see Rick Barnes pull him over to the bench there at the end of the night and just blast him? Blast him. Yeah, it's been a tough road. It's been a tough road to hoe. 865-200-5402. A guy just said that his cousin from Kentucky just texted him and said it felt like a loss for the Cats because they didn't cover. Do you hear those people cheering? Do you hear those people cheering? I think it was Murray with the ball. No, it wasn't Murray. It was scrubbing the game. But they wanted him to shoot it. They wanted him to shoot it. They wanted him to shoot it tonight. They literally wanted him to shoot it. Because they wanted to cover that line. I love that. I mean, look, we didn't get to win, but all those fat cats up there and those rich jock sniffers, at least they didn't get their cover. I mean, that's something, right? Isn't that something? Tell me, is that something? You tell me. The doctor told me today, she gave me a shot of that, was it called prednisone? And she said, you're going to act funny on that medicine tonight on your show. She gave me like a cocktail, some things get swelling down in my face. And I said, oh, no, I'm not. I said, I'm not going to act at all funny. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm proud of the way the guys played tonight. And if you don't like me saying that, well then, I can't help you. Can't help you. Let me bring the great, without further ado, bow your head when you say his name. On your smart way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. He is live as we speak and in living color. Listener watch party extravaganza. Extravaganza. Let's bring the great Keith Hatfield in. Keith Hatfield, how was the listener watch party?
I think everyone enjoyed themselves. TR showing up and always repping the orange. It was a good night.
He did what? He showed up, TR?
TR was there, repping the orange. He was all fired up. I thought Tennessee gave a good effort.
A great effort. I'm really proud of them. That is the way you do it, man. You play that guitar on the MTV.
Oh, they could have given up and gotten beaten by 60 tonight. I'll put it this way, as up and down as LSU is, if they show up Saturday with that effort, they're going to have a hell of a chance to beat them.
I agree with that. In fact, yeah. I'm working on the blog tonight for tomorrow, preliminarily. And I'm picking our volunteers as a live dog even though it's a pick'em. But I'm Professor Tanay told us on In the Paint, half
pick'em.
It's a pick'em, and that is, I understand, Jimmy Cheek's favorite kind of line.
I would assume.
Go to the phone.
Well, now I would be happier had Alabama not gone into Baton Rouge and won yesterday, but
that's a good point.
LSU's about to play themselves right in the NIT if they
how they've got three NBA basketball players. Is coaching really matter that much?
I think there are four NBA players on that team.
How? How can they be that? This league sucks. I just talked with a guy in Washington who's a Bama fan. And he says to me, I say to him, how are you guys going to the NCAA tournament? He couldn't even name a player.
You know why they're going to the NCAA tournament? I think we all, I like to think I wasn't as critical of that hire as most people were, but man, Avery Johnson has been a fantastic basketball coach.
He's balling out down there.
Well, what he's doing is he's keeping his team in games.
Yes.
If you coach in the NBA long enough, you learn in-game situations. That's where they're winning games. They win games in the last 3 or 4 minutes. We saw it. LSU saw it last night. Everybody they beat sees it because it's not like they blow anybody out.
Get as many people in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. I'll tell you what, man, Cal's got his guys tuned up, too. If you look at tonight's game, he treated tonight's game. he was pissed at some guys. You know what I'm blown away by, and then we'll go to the phones? How was Scal so highly recruited, Keith? He can't play.
Well, that's just pure potential, and you know what? If it's the old days where he's going to get 3 or 4 years to develop, he might be a really good player. But it's all the one and done, oh, you've got to be their immediate gratification guys, that he'll probably go ahead and go in the draft this year. Somebody will take
him. Will he really?
Oh, yeah, somebody will take him.
He can't play!
If he leaves in the first round, well, think about Jermaine O'Neal. There's a guy that was stuck on somebody's bench for 3 years in the NBA.
That's a great point.
Well, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's changed. What's changed is, just to remember, Patrick Ewing played 4 years in college. Ralph Sampson played 4 years in college. Hakeem Olajuwon played 4 years in college. Those guys would play a year now and be done. And they wouldn't be finished product. I mean, that's just kind of how it works now. You go get the money, which I can't blame anybody for, but that's the system we've created.
Let's go to the phones. 865-200. 5402. I'm going to go to the phones and get our next call in is your smart way. Garza Law Firm. Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Place where we do it. Win, lose, draw, tie. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We do it. And we're damn proud to do it right here. Let's go to the phones. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, guys. I'll tell you what, as far as Avery Johnson goes, I thought he was an excellent NBA coach.
Yes.
And when he got that Alabama job, and I'm not an expert, but all I know is if you're the coach at Alabama, all you got to do is get about 7 in-state of the best players, just like Sam Newton and Wimp Sanderson did, and you're going to win.
There's no question. There's a ton of talent in state. There is absolutely no question that there's a ton of talent in state. Always has been. Plus, you have Atlanta.
You're good.
You have Atlanta there. I mean, that's a potentially a pretty good job, although nobody cares.
We got New Orleans. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of places to go get players there. I mean, honestly, right now, the way, if you're looking at this and you're an NBA prospect, do you want to play for Johnny Jones or do you want to play for Avery Johnson?
Yeah, and you really don't have to go out of the state of Alabama. And they play in a dump. But
they're the one team in the league that doesn't care about their arena. They're the one team that hasn't upgraded anytime recently. I mean, even Ole Miss built a new arena, for God's sake.
But I'll tell you what, guys, it brought tears to my eyes tonight. And, Tony, I think you know how much more I care about Tennessee basketball than I do Tennessee football. And after the last two scumbags I've seen arrested, and I don't blame Butch Jones for that. I mean, you've got so many more players in the football program.
Oh, it's a mess.
And it's hard to keep an eye on them.
Well,
but I'll tell you what,
yeah.
And I know you've been pretty hard on Rick Barnes, but I'll tell you what, that guy's going to get it done. That team came out and played so hard tonight.
Yes, they did.
I expected them to lose by a minimum of 30 points.
So did I.
Thought it could be 40, and I'm about like old Hatfield. I thought it could have been a repeat of the debacle when Wade Houston beat them and then went a week later up there and got beat by 61.
I there's no way in the world today on the show. I said, who likes the Vols to cover? I didn't get not one. I didn't get one a taker. I didn't get one person.
Oh, no.
I didn't get Luke, okay, calling in. What's his name? Titans William. He wasn't touching tonight. Nobody wanted that. So, point well taken. Hey, look, we've been hard on Amani Moore because he's been kind of, he's disappeared for a couple months. He balled out tonight. And he kept Tennessee in the game, and he gets a lot of credit for that, for me.
And how about the way Kevin Punter came back after his bad first half?
It's incredible. Keith, the guy finished with 19 in the game, and he looked like he had five. I mean, I can't believe he ended up with 19 points.
Well, no, Punter's a gamer. I mean, he's one of those guys. You know me, Tony. I like guys who go to war. That's why I was always so defensive of Josh Richardson. Why I love Kevin Punter. I mean, those guys show up every night. Even when they're bad on the floor, they're at least giving effort. That's why, I'll put it this way, for the last 2 years, we've had one guy suddenly make this great jump. I would love for Robert Hubbs to get the spirit of Josh Richardson.
So would I.
And Kevin Punter. Because then, if he does that,
so would
the
I.
Team next year is an NCAA tournament team.
Agreed.
With that kind of spirit, Hubs is a 25-point game score in this league.
Hey, guys, and one last thing, and I'll get out of here. I gained a little respect for John Calipari tonight.
Tell me why.
The last couple of minutes, he could have put his foot on our throat, and he could have made that a 20-point game, and he did not.
You know what?
Geez, I can tell you why that didn't happen. Rick Barnes is one of his best friends on the planet.
And I'll tell you another reason why that didn't happen. They had to get their... a lot of their regs out of there because they've got a tough trip down to A&M Saturday. They ain't going to be no picnic.
True.
Even though A&M's not playing well, these Thursday-Saturday turnarounds, this is a damn grind here now. Guys, this is a damn grind.
Well, that's the same as the Big 12 with those Saturday-Monday. Yeah.
It's Luquith.
Luquith. Hey, guys, let me say one thing on the way out.
Yes, sir.
Here's what they should do. Back in the old days, in the 70s, when Ernie and Bernie was down here, they played Saturday, Monday, which that was fine back then because you went to Mississippi and you played Ole Miss and Mississippi State Saturday, Monday.
You played travel partners.
What was it? Like
the Pac-12
still right.
Does.
They still, exactly right.
Yeah, you went and you played Vanderbilt in Kentucky. You went and you played Auburn, Alabama. But for what they're doing to these kids now over this TV deal is just not right.
No.
That's conference expansion.
That's exactly right. Great point. Guys, you guys are on it tonight. You know, I'm thinking about Jake letting you host it like we let Leroy host that one day.
I if you're going to let me do it, I want to do it with Leroy. He's my...
Are you going to get a haircut, G?
Do what? Yeah, we can do it in the barbershop.
Oh, yeah, but make sure you'll get a haircut if you host it like Leroy.
Leroy told me tonight, I told him Tony Robinson was going to be at the game, Saturday, and he goes, well, I need that weed eater. It's getting warm. My grass is growing. Those weeds are going to be long here before too long. He had me on where he called the show today, and I got a 10-second delay in here. God knows why I need that, some of these illiterate callers we have. Anyway,
he was doing it live.
Oh, yeah, he was listening. He was listening on his radio and talking to me. And I said, Leroy, I said, you know, this is kind of tough, us having a conversation. I'm 10 seconds ahead. And it played out, and he goes, no, you're not. You're right in my ear. Love me some Leroy.
See ya.
Yes. 865-200-5200. 5402. One thing that our partner, lo these many years, Keith Hatfield Bino, pointed out earlier is that Tennessee got younger tonight. And by the way, he's sending a message. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's got to be Phillips, Schofield, and Alexander going forward, because that's your future. I mean, you have to go to Reese and those guys. And listen, nobody's been harder on Derek Reese than I have been, but you just go to those guys and say, look, you guys have bled and sweat here for 4 years. We understand that. You'll get your moments from here to the end of the season, but we're going to get these guys ready for next year. And if guys like Reese are with the program, they'll be like, oh, it's good. And guys that aren't, you know what they are, and then you just send them on their way, I think.
You expect some movement in the spring, Keith?
I don't think they would be talking to Jordan Bowden's parents and trying to get in on his recruitment if they expect that, because otherwise, there's no reason to be recruiting Wink. I mean, I could be wrong.
So you think something's up?
Well, I just think, well, I mean, I'm not trying to be cryptic, but I think the two best talents returning are wing guys as far as developed talents, but why else would UT be recruiting another wing?
Yes.
I mean, I think I know whose scholarship we all know York Saban would be taking, but if Jordan Bowden decides to come on, well, I think it's pretty obvious he's taking one of two scholarships.
Be interesting to see what happens, because we haven't seen Barnes, how do you put this, manage a roster. And by the way, 865-200-5402.
No, he's not going to Tim Floyd anybody. I mean, he's not going to blow somebody out. I mean, he's different than...
Here's the thing, Keith. It's like people fire themselves. I've been fired from a job before, actually a couple, and actually maybe two or three. And I deserved it twice. Now, one time I didn't deserve it, but I got it twice. And everybody who gets fired knows it's coming for the most part, unless they're just completely unself-aware. Wouldn't you say that's true?
I would agree with that. Oh, do you think my boy George Carl doesn't know he's going to get fired right now?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, do you think Travis Ford doesn't know the Reaper's walking up behind him right now? Yeah. I mean, guys know. The interim guy at UNLV, yeah, he's done. So it works.
865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us tonight, we're wide open for you. If you want to get in with us on this glorious evening, a night where Tennessee plays the Kentucky Wildcats a lot better than any of us thought, and I give the Vols a lot of credit. Last time we saw them was a deplorable, wretched, horrendous effort, and they went tonight on the road against a Kentucky team that has been obliterating people. They have been beating people. They have been flat, to quote Kellen Winslow Jr., pissed like a soldier. And they went and they hung in.
That's the frustrating part. If we do this Saturday, we win by 15.
What did you see tonight that gives you hope for Saturday? You keep referencing Saturday. You're feeling pretty good about Saturday. Lay it on me here.
No, I thought the team plays hard. And LSU, granted, if LSU shows up and plays hard, we're not beating them. Unless they just have a horrible shooting game. I mean, they're that talented, but the effort tonight compared to the effort Saturday, we show up, and I would hope that we always talk about what a great fan base we have because of people who call in, even when we're not very good, and these shows go an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. And that's probably the most talented basketball player that will have come through this arena since Kevin Durant walked through here several years ago. I mean, Ben Simmons is that good. Anthony Davis, maybe. They're different players. But
he was so fun.
Ben Simmons is really, really good.
That's something I'm going to kick around with Bino tomorrow when we're live at the sushi spot.
You can afford it. If you're free Saturday and you can get your hand on a ticket, which I'm pretty sure we're not anywhere near sold out.
No.
Get a ticket and come see that.
In fact, courtesy of Clark Yet Select Ticket Service, I'm going to have a bunch of them tomorrow. If you want to go to the game, come out, eat some lunch, talk some sports, and while supplies last, I'll put two in your hand. Don't you dare walk in there and prize pig me, though.
I mean,
walk
honest,
up there and don't eat something, and, you know, don't prize pig me. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, we don't get 15,000 in there. Saturday, I'm going to be very disappointed in the fan base just because he's that good.
I'll say this,
though.
We're competing with a 65-degree day in a time where we've had some pretty dreadful weather around here, so it's going to be interesting to see how many people.
Enjoy it before. The game's at like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6
it's
o'clock.
It's a matinee, it's an afternoon game. I think it's 4.
Enjoy the day. Go to it. After the game, go have a good dinner somewhere, like say Clancy's, the Crown and Goose, the Copper Cellar, Calhoun's, wherever. Someone that sponsors.
Touch them all.
Absolutely. Get in there. And that's where you go. I mean, he's that good. He's Scottie Pippen. He's Scottie Pippen is who.
Yeah, he's freaky.
Simmons is.
Yeah, he's freaky.
He's that good.
He's, when you watch, and by the way, 865-200, we have no calls, so if you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. Tennessee Falls a couple games under 500. I think we're 3 under 500 now in the league, and here we go.
I do think we can win the South Carolina game now. I thought you had lost your mind on that. Now that they're not in conference contention, we win the rest of the home games, we might actually end up at 500 or better.
Yeah. Pretty good.
South Carolina beats Florida Saturday.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine. They'll be like, okay, we're in the tournament.
We're in. Yeah. We've done our work. And that's really what you have. Down the stretch, Tennessee's going to have an opportunity to pick up some scraps, some table scraps. It'll be laying there.
Hey, Arkansas lost to Auburn last night at home. We should absolutely unload on them. Because apparently Arkansas is on the same plan as Auburn is, which is, when is spring break?
865-200-5402. Meanwhile, you'd have knocked me over with a feather that day we lost to that crummy Alabama team that they are like in some kind of contention. And LSU is trying to slide from contention. That is just... That just makes zero sense to me, but let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. This year where Villanova, if they continue to play, might walk in there with the number one overall seed, but it isn't going to matter who is the number one overall seed because in this year's NCAA tournament, and we just yesterday inked a deal with my friends at Moosehead. We're going to have Moosehead March Madness all over East Tennessee. I'll let you know some of the locations where we're going to be on Thursday and Friday of tournament time. But I'll tell you this right now, Keith. This tournament is going to be crazy. The first couple of days are going to be nuts. And I don't know from this league, I don't know who dances that long. Because I don't know if Kentucky does, to be honest with you.
I don't think anybody's set up to do it. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to do it easily. It's like Jeff Goodman said on my show last Friday.
Which is excellent. Which airs tomorrow, by the way, right here on the app from 1 to 3.
This way. Name one team in the country right now you think can beat six good teams in a row.
I can't. Let's go to the phones.
But somebody has to.
And
the deal's set up.
And Villanova's number one, and they can't get to the third weekend of the tourney under their coach, so...
Well, he's been there once. He beat Pittsburgh that year in that buzzer beater, which beat the best team Jamie Dixon will ever have.
That's a good point.
Kind of broke my heart.
That's a kid that
DeJuan Blair,
yep.
Vance Fields.
I love DeJuan Blair. I love that team.
Scotty Reynolds is playing for Villanova, so that's pretty good on both sides.
Great Pitt team. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. It is your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome in.
Hello, guys. It's Bobby.
Hey, brother, welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for always doing this. It really means a lot to the common fan.
Thank you. I really appreciate you being there.
I'm commended for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is rolling in here this week, and he'll be the best player we've seen here since who, Keith? Jody Meeks? He's way better than that, but...
I think Durant. Either Anthony Davis
really
or Durant.
Think Durant.
Wow. I mean, it's one of those two, I think.
Wow. You know, and sadly, I can't go because I have a prior commitment, and this is the one game I really wanted to go to this year.
Hold on. Roberto, not to interrupt you, I forgot. DeMarcus Cousins.
I think you're being ironic, right?
No. You realize how good DeMarcus Cousins is now?
No, he's a freaking monster in the pros now.
He may be the best center in the NBA by a factor of about five.
He is a monster in the NBA.
Is he out of Sacramento still?
Yes.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I honestly can't watch the NBA. I don't have enough time in the day. But well, good for him. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins, he dominated us every time he ever played us, I think. I don't know, Ben Simmons, that should be really interesting. And as a fan of basketball, if you love the game of basketball, he's a pure basketball player. He's got all kinds of skill sets. And you think he'll be the number one overall draft pick?
Yes.
Unless the guy from Duke chases him down, because he's playing awfully well right now. But I'd be stunned if anybody took anybody other than Ben Simmons.
You talking about, who are you talking about, Keith? I'm sorry.
Ingram. Ingram, the kid at Duke playing insanely well now. I mean, last night he beat North Carolina almost single-handedly.
How refreshing is it to watch a kid like Buddy Hield play the game too?
So fun.
He is awesome.
I'm in love with him.
So we
zero stars coming out of high school because no one knew who the hell he was.
He really? I didn't realize that.
Well, with a name like Buddy Hield, I mean, you would think white kid from Podunk Redneckville.
He's from the Bahamas. Yep. He played at the Koch Brothers prep school. I'm still wondering how Greg Marshall missed on him.
I bet you they give him hell every day.
I guarantee Marshall gives the Koch Brothers hell every day about, you pay me $3.5 million a year, but where the hell did he get?
Well, yeah, how come nobody told me about Buddy Hield?
Yeah, why didn't you send me him over here?
You know, Roberto, the bottom line with Saturday is, there are so few real stars in college basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about galaxy-type stars. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Kevin Durant in the Tommy Bowl has to be, in the galaxy of stars that came in, has to be the North Star, right? I mean, he's star number one. No, not the building. Since 2000. Since 2000.
So Shaq, Jackson, all those guys are out.
Well, since 2000.
And Allen Houston's out.
Let's talk about that. Okay, let's go with that building. This Simmons guy.
Smith played in that building.
Yes, he did.
Dodd played in that building. Grant Hill played in that building.
Grant Hill?
I mean, Glenn Robinson set up all kinds of nonsense.
Glenn Robinson played in that building.
Glenn Robinson.
Knocked out Greg Ostertag with a dunk.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Toxic Avenger. Greg Ostertag.
I still remember
Toxic Avenger.
Remember when we used to get to hold regionals here because we were so big, guys? How big our, you know, arena was?
Because we weren't holding the
You're
going to
get him mad. You're
going to
get TR
tournament.
Mad. You're going to make TR mad.
I broke bread with TR tonight. I had a good conversation with TR.
He'll snap on you later and maybe cuss you out. I'm hoping.
He may.
But yeah, the women's basketball, the women are the reason we don't get that event anymore, Roberto. Here to tell you.
That's a shame.
We're big enough and we got enough hotels.
We are big enough and we do have enough hotels. That is correct.
It truly is a shame because we really do, if you watch a lot of college basketball, Tennessee has one of the best college basketball venues in the whole country.
No question.
It really holds a candle to anybody. And guys, I really appreciate you letting me jump on here. I just want to say I was proud of the effort tonight. I played hard. They're just, you know, it was at Kentucky. I don't think the referees really played into it like they usually do up there. Pretty much let them play. And, what do you expect? You covered the spread and, you know, they're just better than you are. They have, you know, two or three guys are going to play in the NBA on that team and we have none. Barnes actually looked like he had a pulse tonight, which was kind of nice. Tony, I swear.
He did. He was into it. He was into it tonight, wasn't he?
It's because you wore that orange tie, man. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hatfield's feeling. Is that you just did a TR? Or was that Roberto?
That was Roberto.
Oh, okay. I'll say you're gonna get whipped.
Hey, I'm not getting whipped. I actually had some orange on tonight.
Well, you knew. You better put that orange on. You're in front of TR, brother.
You know me. I have great respect for TR.
No question.
Everyone doesn't understand my dealings with TR. TR just...
He cussed at you that one night several times, or was it me that he was cussing at?
I think most of it was directed at you, but some of it was at me.
But
TR and I have one issue of disagreement.
He cares about
something I really couldn't care less about, and that's okay.
You're going to go on. I went upstairs that night, and Mrs. B looks at me, and she says, I said, how about TR cussing out Hatfield? She goes, he wasn't cussing Hatfield. He MF'd you about seven times. She goes, what are you talking about? She goes, it was all about you.
All he told me to do was, since we're on the app now, all he told me to do was kiss his ass.
He told me to F off like seven times, kept screaming it at me. And I'm going, well, let's see. He's subtle. Let me say a word here, and I want to thank...
He's passionate.
You get no argument from me.
And he's good people. At the end of the day, TR's good people, man.
TR's good people. Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Smart Way. I'll be out there next week. We're doing a benefit for our friends at Fish Hospitality Pantry. Whether it's furniture, appliances, electronics, computers, tablets, tires, phones, you name it, they've got it. Great brand names like Apple and Whirlpool and Xbox and Frigidaire and Samsung and Dell and HP and Sony, Toshiba, LG, Ashley, Professor Smarty wants you to have a happy 2016, save money, shop and buy smart, have something to show for your hard work, located at 8416 Kingston Pike. Again, 8416 Kingston Pike. GoSmartWay.net online. GoSmartWay.net online. Professor Smarty and Smartway. 865-200-5402. It's a low caller night tonight, as I knew it would be. I knew tonight would be a low caller night simply because people, people are checking out. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I hate to say that, but, Hatfield, a second ago, we'll get to the news on Balkman here in a second.
He dislocated his shoulder again.
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Well, I can't imagine he could come back from that again.
Yeah. Let me get the official word here. That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, even though, I mean, like I said, I mean, I've been occasionally critical of his play, but if nothing else, he's had some big moments for us the last 2 years.
Yes, he has.
He's been, by all accounts, a solid citizen off the court. He does what he can. I mean, like I've always tried to say, I mean, I hate to get on guys who have limited skill sets, and Balkman has one real skill as a basketball player. He shoots it pretty well when he's in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And you never like to see a guy, especially at the end of his career, get hurt like that because that's just frustrating because you don't have any more games you've got.
I hate seeing it. I just have a soft spot for all these guys because you put in so much work and you see somebody get hurt and it really does break your heart and
I'm with you. I mean, I've got a soft spot for Donnie's guys because, I mean, he had to throw that thing together.
Yes,
sir.
35
seconds. And those guys, for the most part, have been solid guys and shown up and played hard. And, I root for Jabari McGee wherever he ends up. I root for Willie Carmichael,
yep.
Tariq Ellis. I hope all those guys have great careers.
Willie Carmichael is, I understand it. He played, he fouled out of, wreck.
Oh, he just fouled a guy in, practice.
Yes.
They're not even practicing. He just fouled a guy.
Unbelievable.
How about he and Jabari on the same team? That's going to be awesome.
Wow.
Western Kentucky, if you play Western Kentucky next year and you're a high major, you do not schedule them. If you have front court challenges, you're like, I'm going to get somebody's jaw broken.
Those guys will knock you out now. That Jabari McGehee will knock you out now. I was sad to see him go. And you know what else is mystifying to me? Is Kosongo. They played him, I guess, a couple days ago. He didn't get in the game tonight.
Tony, you know my thoughts on Kosongo.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be, he was more highly thought of than Alexander coming out of Canada, right? Yes.
Well, because he was further along. I think the people who actually pay attention, I don't say that like arrogantly, I think Kosongo should be like a bruiser getting you rebounds now. I think everybody else that watched Kyle Alexander, who's only played basketball a couple of years, thinks, you know, that's a guy who might eventually play in the NBA. The only way Ray Kosongo is ever going to see an NBA game is if he buys a kick. But for this year's team, Kosongo should be better. And like I said, I mean, great coaches play the guys who show up in practice and play hard.
Chrissy Boy Burke made the ride over tonight from Louisville and said he's really, really proud of how hard we played tonight. He said you could really see it in person. He said every man on that floor played hard. By the way, Balkman, the word from Barnes is that his shoulder might have popped out again. He said it's that problem he had before. And let me tell you something, man. You continue playing through that. I mean, you got to be a tough SOB. I'll tell you this right now. I had that happen moderately to my shoulder, and that, any kind of shoulder issue hurts. That,
any kind of dislocation.
That is excruciating. That, and I had a rotator deal one time, that hurts like hell. I can't imagine what it's like trying to play basketball through that. I just can't even imagine how tough that kid is to go out there and do that. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402.
King of the Bogey.
Welcome in. Hello.
Tony, it's Steve of the King of the Bogey.
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
Well, listen, due to prior arrangements and obligations, I could not watch the game, but I did DVR it. And in my, I mean, you know, I'm a little surprised at the score and pleasantly surprised, I might add. Here's a question. How many people lost money tonight? I mean,
well, I guarantee you, those Kentucky people—they were booing. They were. Wait till you see the end of the game.
They saw their money going away.
Yep. There was a spot in the game where it's like probably 80 seconds or so to go, and a Kentucky guard has a wide open 3-pointer lined up, and decides to run clock, and that crowd did not like that.
they did not
like that.
That's beautiful. Yep. Well, that's impressive. Listen, you know, I don't know if it's just me, but college basketball, and maybe it's the Southeastern Conference, I don't know, maybe you can speak to this, but at times it's unwatchable.
Yes.
The amount of, just the way they play basketball is, and I feel like the NBA, though, is very entertaining. I love the Warriors, I like to watch their style, Yeah, I'm a LeBron fan. I like the Spurs. I mean, there's a number of teams out there in the NBA that I find, you know, talented, entertaining. But some of these college games are so, it's tough. It's just tough to watch.
SEC basketball night in and night out. Now that is some brutal activity. And Hatfield, you are as hardcore as a human being can be towards the sport of college basketball. Would you agree with me that SEC garden variety night in and night out, like last night, Auburn and Arkansas, would you pay to see that, Keith?
No, I would not. No.
Thank you. I mean, that's brutal.
But I like to hear a caller actually appreciate the NBA for what it is.
Oh, it's the best athletes in the world. I mean, that's the best athletes in the world. I mean, make no mistake about that.
The way they're playing the game, and I actually am glad the All-Star game had the score it did, because I always loved the whole idea that, oh, no, the NBA doesn't play defense. If they didn't play defense, every game would be 192-186.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Those guys are that good.
I want the old Denver Nuggets to come back, where they had a they put 145 on you in the Dan Issel days.
Is Golden State not kind of those guys?
That's pretty incredible how they built that team, too, with a late lottery pick who everybody said was too small, and it took him a couple years for the lights to come on for him at that level. Klay Thompson, who knew he had that in him? And then they get that kid from Michigan State, who's one hell of a player in the second round.
Yeah, yeah. I'll stand by this. Now, granted, I'm biased. That's why my guy, Kevin O'Neill, should be an NBA GM. When he was coaching at USC, he coached against Klay Thompson. He said, that guy will be one of the two or three best shooters in the NBA when he gets there. And the year of the draft that Draymond Green got drafted in the second round, he shoots me a text going, do these guys not know how the game of basketball is played? So, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that Draymond, what you're saying about Klay Thompson, that guy's shot is as pure as it gets. And when he went off in the three-point contest over the weekend, just amazing. Him and
that, I mean, I would rather guard him. I would rather guard him if I'm an NBA guard. I'd rather guard Steph Curry than guard Klay Thompson.
He's tall.
Because Steph Curry's small enough, you can get a referee that gives you a little bit of leeway. You kind of thug him up a little bit. Klay Thompson is a big guy. He's just going to bump you back and throw you off and hit a three in your face.
I wonder who Scam Stinky's going to find this year for the Sixers. That ought to be cute. They'll probably draft. They'll probably get the most ping pong balls.
I couldn't believe they didn't trade Joel Embiid for a toilet seat today.
Interesting. Bogey, thank you, brother.
Yeah, man.
Hope you have a Dwight Gooden. Good hearing from you. 865-200-5402. Keith is. By the way, speaking of former Vols, Jarnell Stokes got dealt today in a salary dump out of Orlando. Thoughts on that?
Well, that's the nature of the league. At least he's different than Scotty Hobson was, who was purely a salary dump. I mean, he made the D-League All-Star team. So, problem is, he's got one great skill, but he's so undersized that he can't do much else.
Yes.
He would be perfect. He needs to go, Golden State or someplace like San Antonio. He needs to be playing for a really winning
and be
team.
Their guy. And just be that.
Oh, yeah. You go in and you're the second unit guy who rebounds.
Yeah. Yeah. And go out there and be a hatchet man and put your big butt out there. He's not going to be a 25 minute a night guy. Kid, though. He's a nice kid. And I hope he saves his money and doesn't go crazy.
But you know what Darnell could do if he wanted to?
What's that?
He could go probably get $2 million a year in Europe, because there aren't many guys in Europe who can guard him. The guys who can guard him in the post are here in the States. He could go play in Eurobasket and score 25-9.
Mm-mm-mm. No question. He would go off in Euro in Euro hoops.
But to his credit, man, that's apparently not his dream, so.
Somebody's asking me online here. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody asked me online here, about a punter. With punter skill set and his improved shot, the year he's had, what kind of future, could punter sneak in there on somebody, on the back of somebody's roster?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the club. Two guards in the NBA.
That's right.
But he's another guy. But if you're this good in the SEC against the non-conference schedule we've played this year, I mean, he's a guy who can go to Europe and make at least $1 million, $750K a year for a long time. I mean, he's that good, no doubt. Now we'll find out. One thing I keep saying about the gravitas Barnes has against everybody else we've had, we'll see if he can sneak him onto the back of a roster.
That's a great point, because that is what goes on.
Oh, absolutely.
The Kentuckys of the world, and they recruit that. They say if you come here.
Some of the Texas guys, he got Roy Al Ivey, who, for all of Barnes' love of Roy Al Ivey, you know, I'm not a Barnes sheep, but I'm a Barnes fan. Roy Al Ivey has as much business on the NBA roster as I do. And the guy played like almost a decade in the NBA.
I like that his name's Royal, and they refer to him as Roy Al all his life, and it was just like so cool.
Yeah, I mean,
your name's Royal, dude. And Roy Al. Royal.
The thing is that people in the league love, and it's always been that about Barnes guys, even the Durant and the Tristan Thompsons, they work like crazy. Greg Buckner, Eric Murdoch, I mean, Dickie Simpkins, I mean, guys who come out, it's almost like the same thing with Huggins and the Cincinnati and West Virginia and K-State guys and various other places. Man, if your guys show up and work every day, the NBA loves guys like that to be their 10th, 11th, and 12th guys. That makes practice better.
I'm going to get as many people in here as humanly possible. I got to remind you. Tonight's activity, presented by a member who's the National College for DUI Defense, a sustaining member. And I'm talking about Marcos Garza and your Garza Law Firm. Now available 24/7, where the number is 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300. Lock it. Lock it in your phone. And before you say guilty, you say Garza. Online at tncriminallaw.com. DUI defense, sex crimes, theft crimes, criminal defense, personal injury, drug crimes, domestic violence, you name it. It's a messy world out there. Before you say guilty, you say Garza. And Keith Hatfield tonight, his appearance is presented by?
Our friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville, next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
Back to our phones we go.
Travis Tritt downtown this weekend, Basilia.
That's
coming?
Tuesday. Tuesday. Travis Tritt plays Tuesday at the Bijou.
I thought it was Sunday. I thought it was Sunday the 21st.
Oh, I better look that up. Let me tell you this. That guy is great live.
He rocks. He's sitting around right now going, you know, I don't have anything wrong with Chris Stapleton's success, but I was that guy 20 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he also said, Nashville, get you some. And I love guys like that. Him and Yogi.
He and Marty Stewart both pretty much.
Marty Stewart. Marty's down there in Mississippi doing his thing, and he is a virtuoso at everything he does, and he is a great, great talent. Let's get our next caller in. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
Hey, guys. This is Dustin up here in Gibbs Country.
Hey, Big D in Gibbs Country, home of the Eagles.
That's right. Hey, how you doing, Keith?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Dustin?
I'm pretty good. Long-time listener. I've called several times. I missed a bunch of the game tonight. My daughter had some all-star basketball practice.
You're a good dad.
Can I ask a question? Not to interrupt, but does everyone who has a grandson or son or daughter or anything, are they not all all-stars that call our show, Tony?
Telling you, dude. I mean, this audience gets it done. This audience gets it.
When Don calls, it's always... My grandson.
Wait a second. Don's giving you statistics from Upward Basketball, Keith, and you're not familiar. When you're keeping Upward Basketball statistics, Dustin will tell you that is like betting on raindrops. Dustin, am I lying?
But he'll always tell you that my grandson scored 19 of 23 points tonight.
He had a triple double. He had a triple double.
I'm telling you, there is some serious talent in this area, Knoxville. It's including basketball's coming. There's serious talent in baseball. I mean, huge.
Oh, no question. Baseball, golf, football. There's a lot of great athletes around here.
Yeah. Anyway, I missed a bunch of the game. I'm a long time season ticket holder. Been since probably for 10 years now, and just wondered how the game went. I missed a bunch of the game, but how did they get up? I came home with like 10 minutes to go in the game. They're up 22. And I was like, dang, he was like 9, 6 points at halftime or something like that.
They had a spurt. They hit some shots, and we didn't. And you know, Kentucky, when they get play that 4-minute stretch where they're clicking, they went on like a 10-2, and they came out of the locker room pretty well. But they hit shots. They Keith, their guards control games.